And you're listening to The Cat on 107.9. And this is Des Machin on The Business Show. And today we're joined by a lecturer from Rees Heath College who lectures in precision agriculture and crop production. And he's also running a working farm, dairy farm. And we're really pleased to welcome on the show today Mark Biddulph from the University Centre, Rees Heath. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Des. It's good to be here.
So just to get us going, Mark, just give us a little bit of give our listeners a little bit of information about who you are and where you've come from.
So I'm 32 years old currently. Effectively, I finished my degree in agriculture with mechanisation in 2008. I've always been heavily involved on the dairy farm at home in partnership with my father back in Stone, Staffordshire. After leaving university, I had a couple of different jobs. I was an agricultural contractor, but always felt after leaving university that I was sort of out of the loop effectively. I wasn't progressing in my learning of the subject anymore, and agriculture can sometimes be quite a lonely job where you work away for the day, not seeing many of the other people, and so I wanted to expand my knowledge of the topic and the subject a little further. So in 2012, I approached some of the lecturers at Rees Heath College that I'd known previously, and essentially said that I was interested in some lecturing work and getting back into the education side of things. I went for a chat with some of the people at Rees Heath a few weeks later, and was fortunately given a position teaching to some of the students to cut my teeth and see how I went on things effectively. And shortly after that, for the next couple of years, I was offered a position as a lecturer course manager and moved to different roles within the university centre. I currently teach a good chunk of modules to the higher education students. So these are students that have finished their level 3, level 4 qualifications and are moving towards level 5, level 6 and full degrees effectively. Always been involved in the farm at home. Dairy farming has been in my life forever, effectively, but I've always been interested in the way things work and operate. That sparked a greater need to understand how technology worked and where I could go with things from there, effectively.
So you've never considered doing anything else from a boy then, really?
No, agriculture tends to be something that you're born with and you find it difficult to get away from, effectively. It's not always the most glamorous of jobs, but it definitely takes hold from quite an early age. Some of the students that are my best students, though, effectively haven't come from a farming background. They approach things from a very fresh and new perspective and often bring quite a lot of new ideas into the industry. So it doesn't matter if you're from a family farm or you approach this later in life, you can be definitely a very effective member of any working team.
So when you were a student, were you just studying agriculture or did they include in that business studies as well?
The agriculture and mechanisation course that I took was following some A-levels, so very classroom-based subject to start with, and then go to university. The generic subjects that you teach are quite broad to start with, and then effectively you specialise, as I did it, in a subject, which was mechanisation. That would have some business elements, definitely in the early parts of the course, but as I moved through the course, we specified more on the mechanisation side of things and less on the business aspects.
So it's quite a big step moving from running a farm and being knee-deep in agriculture, so to speak.
Yeah.
and you've already slightly touched on your move into becoming a lecturer, but what was your real motivation? What really drove you to want to lecture, to pass on information to other students?
I guess as a lecturer, you develop this need effectively to share your information with people, and I always think that you learn new subjects and new topics better if you're having a discussion with other people that want to learn about your subject. And away from education, away from the teaching institute, I felt that I didn't have this quite so much as I had previously. And teaching really gives you an opportunity to share and discuss new topics and be at the forefront of an industry instead of reacting to changes as they happen effectively.
Okay, we'll be back with more from Mark after this track.